we continue now as we, you know, look at the challenges facing Michigan, this trucking challenge, supply chain challenge, the mandate requiring trucks going across the Canadian border for the drivers to present vaccine verification is going to be devastating for Michigan. In a time when the economy needs to be fighting back, it feels like we're spinning our wheels. Ryan Kelly is joining me, a small business owner residing in West Michigan. He's also currently running for governor to replace Gretchen Whitmer. He's running as a Republican, as I might add. Ryan, welcome back to the program.
Good to be here, Steve. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, you're a business owner. You understand the challenges of what's happened during the pandemic, and now we see more mandates that are going to hurt business, mandates that are going to crush small hospitals and clinics because of restrictions and requirements on staff and faculty. How do you feel about these mandates when it comes to truck drivers or to doctors and nurses? I don't think it's helping the state. What do you make of it?
Definitely not helping the state. It puts a spin on things that is very challenging for us here as a country. I mean, the Supreme Court decision created a two-tier society. Really, the 14th Amendment says equal protection under the law. So the decision is that now, you know, these group of people over here, this is your set of rules, healthcare, a different set of rules. So that's the first thing there that I think is a huge red flag for us. But yeah, it's not helping. It's hindering. We know this. It's been something over the last 20 months that has continued to spin out of control. And the trucking that you're talking about across international borders, really going to hurt Michigan, really going to hurt Alaska as well, because how do we get those trucks up there to Alaska? So that's a different topic for a different show.
Yeah, you don't, though, and that's a fact. So what are if you are able to come out on top of a crowded GOP field, quite a few people running for the nomination on the Republican side, what would your priorities be? What would your main message be in a race against Governor Whitmer?
It's a great question there. And if my on my website there, ryandkelly.com, ryandkelly.com, I have my 100-day plan and released that back on December 15th. And day number one, the pandemic is over in Michigan. We cancel all these emergency orders relating to this, all mandates relating to this pandemic, this COVID-19 pandemic. We allow doctors to prescribe the effective treatments to save lives without the government getting in their way. That's day number one on my 100-day plan. And then we push back on any federal government overreach as well. Under the 10th Amendment, we need strong governors in these positions that are not going to take these unconstitutional acts from the federal government. That's going to be one of those main messages. Look, Whitmer has plagued the state of Michigan with scandal after scandal. Two of them just recently we can talk about here, the nursing home underreported deaths. Who knows what the real number even is? So many families suffering because of that. Also, family suffering is all this tragedy surrounding this no-fault auto change. Many people, the 18,000 people that are on that MCCA fund, now these businesses are closing down. They can't get the care they're needed. People are struggling. And now Whitmer is using that MCCA fund to give those $400 refunds in an election year to buy votes. That's another scandal that Whitmer has not done yet. I'm calling her out on that fraud. She's going to use $3.6 billion, roughly, because the Secretary of State says there's about 9 million registered vehicles in the state of Michigan, times 400 is $3.6
right.
billion. She's using that money. It's another Whitmer fraud coming.
And using it to buy votes. And I don't disagree with you on
refund.
That. Yeah, I don't disagree with what you're saying.
And we see it coming. I mean, it's in an election year. She's backing off, right? Department of Health and Human Services is making the rules. The school board's making the rules. Recently, the resolution for critical race theory was passed. They're looking at the mask mandates. That didn't pass. It'll come back with amendments. She's backing off and letting all the bureaucrats, which have way too much power in Michigan, Governor Kelly will limit the power of these bureaucracies. And she's trying to do whatever she can to make herself look good. This lady has plagued our state with scandal after scandal, and she will continue to get called out for these things. I think we have a great opportunity to call her out on those things, but we need to have real strong solutions for the state as well. And anybody but Whitmer campaign is not the winning message. We need strong leadership that will fix our state and stand up to an overreaching federal government.
Ryan, let me ask you this. Ryan Kelly running for governor as a Republican. The primary is coming up in August. It is a crowded field. James Craig, Tudor Dixon, and a host of others are in the race. How do you come out on top of that field of Republicans? What is your key to getting Republicans to say, I support Ryan Kelly?
That's a great question. I announced very early on, February 1st, 2021, and have been putting in tireless amount of time, effort, and energy, traveling around the state, connecting with people. I have a real huge base of individuals. I think as time goes on, we're going to have this April 19th cutoff, right, where all our signatures need to be turned in and have who is going to actually be on the ballot. And that's going to shift the conversation. It's going to thin out the playing field. And I think the state of Michigan is going to look for some real true solutions. They want the pandemic to end. They want to know how we're going to address election integrity. They want to know how we're going to address the economy. I have very clear, specific things that I have already laid out in writing so people can know what to expect from Governor Kelly, why to get behind me. And I'm approaching it very boldly. And I think that's what the state of Michigan wants. They're looking for a fighter. They're looking for somebody that's going to be very clear on the solutions. I've laid those things out. I plan to travel around the state and make sure that gets heard. Recently announced my Michigan First statewide rallies. That's coming up. We're going to fire up Michigan. We're going to fire up the base. And we're going to bring this constitutional republic back alive and well here in the state of Michigan.
Ryan Kelly, you would be the 50th governor. If
yes,
you
sir.
Are elected, I think a 50th governor. And people, if they want to find out more, you can go to Ryan D. Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, RyanDKelly.com to find out more. A lot facing the state, that's for sure. A lot facing the state. I'll give you the last word.
Education is extremely important for the future of our children. Getting rid of critical race theory, getting rid of Common Core, making sure that we're instituting American constitutional civics so children understand the limited government we have. Standing with the parents. Recently, the Democrats put out a statement talking about parents not being involved in the schools. We need parents involved with the schools. We need to make sure we're laying the foundation for our children to have the very best future here in the state of Michigan. Education will be one of my top priorities, making sure that we don't have this leftist indoctrination, this communist approach to our education system. Here in the state of Michigan, we will make sure we're leading the nation and approaching the future differently than what we've seen over the last 20 months.
Ryan, good having you here, as always. Look forward to talking to you again. I'm sure we'll talk a few times between now and the primary. We wish you only the best out there. And again, if people want to find out more, Ryan D. Kelly, KELLEY.com to find out more. Ryan, thank you.
Good to be here. Take care.
Really appreciate it. There you have it. Ryan Kelly running for governor. He's been in for, like he mentioned, a long time, since February of last year. And if you want to find out more, it's all there for you. We try to get you as many of the candidates as possible. We offer everybody to come. Some do and some don't. You make of it what you will. It's the Steve Gruber Show. See it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.